speak to men.
所以你也常常喜欢属你的人到你面前来听你一再的说话。
So you always please for those who belong to you to come before you and listen to your words.
感谢主，多年前你说过的话，到今天你仍然是新鲜的来向着我们。
And Lord, we thank you for the words you have spoken years ago. Today, they are still fresh to us.
因为你的旨意没有改变。
Because your will is not changed.
你做工的方法也许会更改。
And maybe the ways of your working will change.
但是你心思意念绝对没有一点的修正。
But your heart's desire, they cannot be revised.
所以我们到你面前来的时候，求主给我们一个敞开的心。
So when we come before you, we ask Lord, you give us an open heart.
我们不去计较你什么时候说话。
And we do not care when you speak.
我们只是计较你说了什么话。
And all we care is what you have said.
但是晚上我们的主，你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们和你当年所说过的话有共鸣。
And Lord, we ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can resonate with what you have said.
让我们今天也知道如何来照着你的心意来往前行。
So today we know how to walk forward according to your heart desire.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因着你的不改变，我们是喜乐的、欢呼的来跟随你。
And because you do not change, so we can follow you with joy and gladness.
主，愿你晚上给我们在你面前一同见光。
Lord, help us to see light before you.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
接着晚上我们开始要看利未记。
And today we will begin the book of Leviticus.
虽然我只是和弟兄姊妹做一个起头。
Even though I'm just starting a beginning with,
但是这个起头是蛮重要的。
But this beginning is very important.
因为我想弟兄姊妹根据我们读经的经验。
And because based on our experiences of studying the Bible,
整本圣经有几本书是非常非常难读的。
And within the whole Bible, there are a few books that are very hard to understand.
也是我们很不容易读得进去的。
And it's hard for us to read these books.
一方面是因为文字上面的那一些枯竭。
And on one hand, because the words, the content are quite dry.
另一方面也好像因着神做工的时代不同，我们今天所领会的和神当年所说的话好像有点间隔。
And also on the other hand, because of the time difference, it seems that it's hard for us to understand what God has done in those years.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要注意。
But brothers and sisters, we must take note.
这样的想法是完全没有根据的。
And this kind of thinking is truly unfounded.
因为我们的神从永远到永远他没改变。
Because our God does not change from eternity to eternity.
从永远到永远，他所要做工，他所要做的工，都是围绕着一个目的。
From eternity to eternity, the work that he wants to do only surrounds one theme.
或者说是围绕着神那一个很明确的旨意。
Or we should say is surrounds the very clear purpose of God.
时间可以过去。
And time can pass.
但是神那个定规没有更改。
But God's will cannot change.
所以虽然是神几千年前说的话。
So even though these are the words spoken thousands of years ago.
今天对我们来说还是起一个非常明亮的照明的作用。
And today it still has this effect of enlightenment within us.
因为从实际上面来说，
Because in reality,
我们如果不明白成神从前所说过的话，我们也不可能明白神现在对我们说的话。
Because if we don't understand the spoken words of God from before, we would not understand the words that God is speaking today.
说具体一点。
And to put it more concretely,
如果我们不懂得神在旧约里边所说的话，
if we don't understand the words that are spoken in the Old Testament,
我们也没有条件明白 神在新约里的人所说的话。
And we have no conditions to understand the words that are spoken in the New Testament.
因为时间是可以这样过去。
Because time can pass.
旧约他们的内容也是不完全相同。
And the content of the Old Testament may not be exactly the same.
但是旧约和新约的那个神的目的呢，却没有更改。
But the purpose in both the Old and the New Testament has not changed.
这个就是我们常常必须要留意到的。
And this is something we need to keep in mind.
那尤其是我们读到利未记。
Especially when we come to Leviticus.
是圣经里边最难读的几本圣经里头当中的一卷。
And this is one of the most difficult books to read in the Bible.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
如果神怜悯我们。
If God has mercy on us.
他把我们带进利未记神说话的目的。
And when he brings us into the purpose of God speaking in the book of Leviticus.
那利未记带给我们的那一份滋润还是非常高，非常叫我们感到喜乐和满足的。
And the nourishment within the book of Leviticus is really truly very abundant to us.
我们先来看看，今天我就是把利未记的提要和弟兄姊妹们，交通一下。
And today I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters on the main points in the book of Leviticus.
那说到利未记。
And when we speak of Leviticus,
利未记原来的名字不叫利未记。
In the beginning, the book is not called Leviticus.
它原来的名字呢，就叫做神呼召。
In the beginning, is named the calling of God.
因为是有历史的根据在哪里。
Because there is historical basis there.
来突出这一卷书里头神所说的话的那个重要。和必须。
And to make known the importance and the necessity of God speaking in this book.
但是因为这一卷书的内容呢，
But because of the content of this book.
是要利未人完全领会而执行。
Is to be completely understood by the Levites and for them to execute.
所以后来利未记就从神呼召变成了利未记这个名称，但是这个并不重要。
So that's why the book from the beginning, from the calling of God, it became Leviticus, but it's not the most important.
因为利未人所执行的事情，其实也是我们新约里面的神的儿女在原则上还是一样跟上来的。
And because the things that was done by the Levites in the New Testament time.It should ought to be done by all the people of God.
在我们读利未记以前，
And before we enter into Leviticus,
我们必须要先留意到为什么叫做神呼召。
We first need to understand why it's called God's calling.
如果我们先读出埃及记，读完出埃及记才读利未记的话呢？那这个事情就很清楚。
And if we first read the book of Exodus, and after Exodus, then we go into Leviticus, then we understand this very clearly.
但是我们却没有这样做。
But we haven't done this.
我们在这边聚会的弟兄姊妹们，只是在礼拜五晚上，现在还在读利未记。还在读出埃及记。
Brothers gathered here, we are only studying the book of Exodus on Friday fellowship.
不但是还没读完。
And we haven't finished it yet.
连读到跟利未记开始有关的那个事情都还没接触上。
And not only have we not finished Exodus, we haven't really touched upon the things that has some connection with the book of Leviticus.
所以当我们一提到利未记的时候，我们必须要回到出埃及记里头去留意一点点。
So when we study the book of Leviticus, we have to go back to Exodus to look at some points.
当然我们不会很详细的来看利未记，出埃及记。
But of course we will not go into details about the book of Exodus.
但是我们必须要很清楚的指出出埃及记和利未记的连接点在哪里。
But we have to point out the connecting points between Exodus and Leviticus.
我们留意到在出埃及记的二十章 那边开始。
And when we go to Exodus chapter 20,
神就开始把律法传给以色列人。
That God has begun to give the commandments or the laws to the Israelites.
神把律法传给以色列人以后。
And after he has passed the laws to them,
神就告诉以色列人要为他建造一个会幕。
And God told the Israelites to build a tabernacle for him.
那是到了二十五章。
And that is in chapter 25.
那我们翻到那里看几节的经文。
And let's turn to chapter 25 to look at some verses.
我们从什么地方来看呢？
So、where should we begin?
从第八节看就够了。
We'll start from verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them according to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture just so you shall construct it.
我们现在不是看造会幕的事情。
We're not trying to study the things about building tabernacle.
我们是看当神造要在以色列人中造会幕的时候神说了什么话。
What we want to pay attention to are the words that God has spoken when he told the Israelites.
那些话和利未记怎样发生了那个接连的关系。
So when he told them to build the tabernacles and how they are connected to the book of Leviticus.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到以色列人出埃及以后。
Verses says, let's take note of after the Israelites have left Egypt.
他们在旷野里边行走。
And they wander in the wilderness.
他们是根据云柱和火柱的那一个带领。
And they were following the guidance of the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire.
这个云柱和火柱的带领是向以色列人做了一个记号。
And the pillar of fire and the pillar of clouds is like a sign for the Israelites.
说明有一件事情在他们中间发生。
To show them there's one thing happening among them.
什么事呢？
And what is this?
神和他们同行。
That God is present with them.
神住在他们当中。
That God dwell among them.
但是在旷野走了一点点路程的时候，
But after they walked for a little while in the wilderness,
大概走了两个多月，
it's approximately about 2 months,
他们就来到西乃山，
and they came to Mount Sinai.
在西乃山神把律法传给他们，
and at Mount Sinai, God passed them, gave them the law.
然后就很清楚地告诉他们说，
and then very clearly God told them,
神不但是要陪伴做同行，
not only will God walk with them,
神让以色列人很清楚地知道。
God let the Israelites know very clearly.
神要住在他们中间。
That God wants to dwell with them.
不仅是陪他们前行。
Not only does he accompany them to walk.
而是要住在他们中间。
But he wants to dwell among them.
但是神怎么样能住在他们中间呢？
But how could God dwell among them?
一般的情形来说，
And under a general condition,
是没有条件。
And that's no way.
但现在神就告诉他们说，
But now God tells them,
我要住在你们中间。
I am to dwell among you.
那怎么可以住在你们中间？
And how can I dwell among you?
那你们就要准备为着神来造一座会幕。
So you should prepare to build a tabernacle for God.
有了那个会幕，
And when that tabernacle comes about,
神就可以住在他们中间。
Then God can dwell among them.
我们也可以知道的。
And we can know this.
会幕是说出一件什么事呢？
And what does the tabernacle speak of?
会幕是说出神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身来到人的中间的整个的经历。浓缩在会幕 在这个点上,
the tabernacle speaks of the experience of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that he was the flesh, he was the word become flesh and dwell among men.
那就是说出神和人的交通能建立起来, 不单是建立起来, 并且神与人同住, 人住在神面前, 这一个事实也可以实现。
And that not only can God and man have fellowship, and that God can dwell among men.
但是有条件,
but there's a condition.
在神和人的那个交通，或是说同住的这一件事情上面, 必须神和人那个生命要连接起来。
And on this matter of God having fellowship or dwelling among men, there's a condition that the life of man and life of God has to be connected.
那这就是一个最大的事情。
And this is the most important matter.
但是问题就在, 怎么能把人和神中间的断绝, 做一个完全的调整, 调整到完全的连结。
But the issue is how can we fix the separation between God and man so that they can be united once again.
那我们今天在新约里头的人就很清楚知道那是神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身所造成的结果。
And today in the New Testament time, we're all very clear, this is the result of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that he has accomplished this work.
但在旧约的时候这个事情 什么起头的事都没有。
And it, but in the Old Testament, that's not even the beginning to do this.
那你怎么告诉人说, 神现在找到一个凭据来住在人的中间。
And how can you tell men that now God has a basis to dwell among men?
那当时神就让 以色列人去建造一个会幕。
So at that time, God told the Israelites to build this tabernacle.
这个会幕, 中文圣经把它翻成会幕是很有意思的。
And in the Chinese translation, it's translated as the tent of meeting. It's very meaningful.
因为这个帐幕不仅是神住在那里。
Because this tent, not only did God dwell there,
而且和人的交通也是在哪里。
But also the fellowship with man happened there.
所以你有交通了，所以就相会了嘛。 所以叫做会幕也特别有意思。
So because they have fellowship, they meet with one another, so that's why it's called the tent of meeting.
因着这样的一个事实。
And because of this fact,
我们就注意到了。
And we can see this.
当年, 会幕还没有建造完成。 以前,
at that time before the tabernacle was built,
神和人的交通，或是说神和人的会面是怎么样的呢？
And how did God fellowship with man, or how did God meet with man?
别的我们不去说他了。
And we won't go into other things.
我们就说摩西跟神中间的交通。
And we only talk about the fellowship between Moses.
我们留意到一件事了, 读出埃及记的时候。
And when we read the book of Exodus, we can see this.
你看到神每次向人说话。
You can see every time when God spoke to man.
向摩西说话也好。
Whether it's to Moses.
向其他神要对着他们说话的人也好。
Or other people that God wished to speak to.
神是在山上。
And God was on the mountain.
在以色列出到西乃山的时候。
And when the Israelites arrived at Mount Sinai,
神多次跟摩西说话,
God spoke to Moses many times.
会幕还没有做完,
and before the tabernacle
神说了许多次的话,
God has spoken many times.
但是你看到一件事,
but you can see this.
每次神说话,
every time God spoke,
神都叫摩西, 你到山上来,
God would tell Moses to go up to the mountain.
对以色列的长老, 说话, 也是说叫他们上来。
And when he spoke to the elders of the Israelites, he would call them to the, up to the mountain.
虽然他们不能像摩西上到直接与神面对面。
Even though they could not be like Moses to see God face to face.
但是他们总要上到山上去。
But they still had to go up to the mountain.
不留在平地。
And they would not stay on the plain.
因为神也没有在那个时候，神没有办法在平地里头跟人相遇。
And because at that time, God could not meet men and at the plains.
因为如果那个时候神来到平地上与人相遇，没有一个人受得担当得起。
And because if at that time God met men at the plains and no one could bear it.
我们以后读到出埃及记，你就很清楚知道。
And later on when we continue to study the book of Exodus, we understand.
当神在山上跟摩西说话的时候，
when God spoke to Moses on the mountain,
以色列的百姓在山上都受不了。
The Israelites, even at the foot of the mountain, they could not bear it.
所以谁在那个时候不可能来到地上跟人说话。
So it was impossible for God to come to the plains to speak to men.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当会幕建造好的时候，
after the tabernacle was finished,
里面的一切都按照神的安排吩咐来安排好的时候，
and everything was arranged according to God's command.
神就让以色列人看见他的荣耀充满在会幕里。
Then God let the Israelites see that his glory has filled the whole tabernacle.
按照人的理智上的领会，神从那个时候开始就住在至圣所的里头，不单是陪伴着他们，实际的是与他们同住。
And according to men's understanding, at that time, God was dwelling in the Holy of Holies, so that he was dwelling among them.
那既然神那时候已经住在以色列人中间，
and since God was dwelling among the Israelites,
神上人说话就不需要叫人再到山上去了。
So God no longer needed men to go up to the mountain in order to speak to them.
这就连上利未记了。
So now it's connected to the book of Leviticus.
那所以利未记开始，弟兄姊妹，你看到第一节是怎么说？
So in the beginning, verse 1 of the beginning of Leviticus, let's see.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说。
Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying.
我们看见神说话了。
Now we see God is
speaking. 在哪里说话呢？
Where did he speak?
不再是在山上说话。
It's no longer on top of the mountain.
是在地上说话。
Now he's speaking on the land.
在地上什么地方说话呢？
Where in the land did he speak?
在会幕里面说话。
From the tent of meeting.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那这就是利未记的开始。
And this is the beginning of Leviticus.
神直接与人有交通。
Now God has a direct fellowship with men.
那但是为什么后来神呼召又变成了利未记呢？
But how come later on the God's calling has become Leviticus?
因为神住在人的中间。
Because God was dwelling among men.
目的是要让人去到来到神面前。
It's the purpose is for men to come before God.
神虽然住在人的中间，
Even though God was dwelling among men,
但是这不等于说人就可以随便的来到神的面前。
But that doesn't mean man can casually come before God.
神能住在人的中间是借着会幕。
God can dwell among men is through the tabernacle.
但是人要到神的面前去呢？
But for man to come before God,
你就不能借着会幕了。
And they cannot count on the tabernacle.
因为在会幕那里头，会幕的功用还没有显出来。
Because the functions of the tabernacle have not been manifested.
叫会幕显出功用的人也没有显出来。
And those who would cause the tabernacle to manifest its function, they are not manifested themselves.
说神虽然来到人的中间，
So even though God has come among men,
但是人要到神那里去的时候还没有路。
But in order for man to go before God, there's no way yet.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神呼召人到他那里去。
That God called man to come before him.
就是把利未记整本圣经的话告诉摩西。
And to give all those words in the book of Leviticus to Moses.
让摩西告诉以色列人。
So that Moses can tell the Israelites.
那利未记是说什么呢？
So what does Leviticus tell?
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
因为从利未记的内容上面来说呢。
Because from the content of the book of Leviticus.
那是神让人知道。他心里头所想的是什么？
It is God wanting to let man know what's in his heart.
但是要把神心里所想的让人都知道都明白。
But in order for man to understand completely what's in God's heart.
而要跟上来的时候，
And to be able to follow on.
还没有条件。
That's still no, that's conditions are still not there yet.
那所以我们看利未记一开始的时候说的话，
So when we read the beginning words in the book of Leviticus,
和人在神面前那个实际的经历，
And compared to the actual conditions or experiences of man before God,
是 不太一样的。
They are not in accordance.
如果我们先读完出埃及记，那我们对这一点就会很清楚。
If we have first finished reading the book of Exodus, then we will be very clear on this point.
但是就是没有读完也不要紧。
But
在利未记本身仍然有这样的一个启示在那里。
But it's still okay if you haven't finished reading the book of Exodus because the revelation is still in the book of Leviticus.
那我们留意到利未记一开始就说什么呢？
And we saw that what is in the beginning of the book of Leviticus.
一开始就说出五个祭。
And it talks about the five sacrifices, the five offerings.
那为什么是一开始神就说五个祭呢？
And why is that God would mention the five offerings in the beginning?
这里头的关键就很重要了。
And this is a very important point.
会幕里头能起神和人相连接的那个功用，也就是和这个五个祭很有直接的关系。
And the tent of meeting can have this function for man to fellowship with God has a lot to do with the function of these five offerings.
我们以后读到出埃及记的时候，我们就会很清楚知道。
And when we read the book of Exodus, we can see this very clearly.
当神把会幕造好在那里。
After God has finished the tabernacle,
神让人说我住在你们中间，你们可以到我面前来。
God told man that I'm dwelling among you and you can come before me.
那人就可以去神面前了。
That man can come before God.
但是人去神面前，那个路是该怎么走呢？
But the way to God, how does man walk on this way to go before God?
他们都知道神是借着约柜住在至圣所里头。
They know that the ark is placed in the Holy of Holies.
那么我们要去见神，我们就直接走进。
So in order for us to go to meet God, we'll go directly there.
走进至圣所就行了。
And then we just go ahead and go into the Holy of Holies. That'll be fine.
没有那么简单。
But that's not simple. That's simple.
你不可能，你说我要进至圣所，我就可以进去。
It's impossible for you to just go directly into the Holy of Holies.
不行。
You cannot do
that. 因为在那里有看守帐幕的那个利未人就把你撵走了。
Because those Levites are guarding the tabernacle, they will chase you out.
你靠近神的会幕还是有点限制。
There's limitation for you to approach the tabernacle of God.
但是你说神把会幕给我们，就是叫我们到他面前去嘛。
But you say that this is the reason why God gives us his tabernacle is for us to go before him.
是。
That's true.
但是你必须要先做一些事。
But you first have to do something.
什么事呢？
What are these things?
解决你跟神中间那缠不清的那个关系。
To resolve that complicated relationship between you and God.
什么事呢？
And what are these things?
罪和死。
Which there's a sin and death.
如果那个罪和死没有解决，
If sin and death are not resolved,
你怎么能进会幕呢？
How could you go into the tabernacle?
所以不行。
So that's why you cannot.
所以神就告诉人说啊，
So God told man,
你要到会幕来与神有交通。
in order to go into the tabernacle to have fellowship with God,
你们首先要做一件事。
First, you have to do this.
解决你们的罪的问题。
To resolve the problem of your sin.
解决你们那个死亡的那个问题。
And to resolve this matter of death.
那你们怎么解决呢？
And how could you resolve these?
在会幕部最前面，那里有个祭坛。
And right in front of the tabernacle, at the very front, there is an altar.
你们要在那里借着献祭来解决。
And it is through
你和神中间搞不清楚的事情。
For sacrificing the offerings that you could resolve all these problems before God.
那你在那里献过祭了。
So after you offer your sacrifice,
那是不是就可以大摇大摆的进会幕？
Does that mean you can go boldly into the tabernacle?
还是不行。
It's still you cannot.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
神说那个你跟神那个缠不清的关系是要能解决。
And God said that even though you have resolved this complicated relationship,
但是你这个人还是有很多的残缺。
But you, this person, you still have a lot of shortcomings.
说你带着残缺上到神面前去，那你也是等于完了。
And because of your shortcomings, if you go before God with your shortcomings, then you will be put to an end.
所以你走过了祭坛，你还要在洗濯盘那里。洁净一下。
And so after you go through the altar, you still have to wash yourself in the wash basin.
那你做过了这个手续。
And after this procedure,
你可以进会幕了。
And you can go into the tabernacle.
好，你可以进去了。
Yes, you can.
但是一进去呢？
But once you enter into it,
会幕里头那么大。
It is so big inside the tabernacle.
你看东西不会看得很清楚的。
And you cannot see things very clearly.
那你进去干什么呢？
So what are you to do inside?
你如果什么都看不清楚的话，你进去干什么？
If you cannot see anything clearly, what are you to do inside the tabernacle?
感谢神。
We thank God.
神在那里预备一个金灯台。
And God has prepared a golden lampstand.
在那里有七支蜡烛点在那里。
And there's seven lights on top of it.
明亮不明亮呢？
Are they very bright?
跟黑暗比较起来是明亮。
Compared to darkness, they are relatively bright.
但真正的光比起来的时候就非常不明亮。
But compared to the real light, they're not very bright.
但是你要到神面前去啊。
But you have to go before God.
所以你不能在黑暗里。
So you cannot be still in darkness.
你一定需要有光。
You need to have light.
那个金灯台在那里就给你一点光。
So the golden lampstand is giving you some light.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个金灯台原来就是说到基督是我们生命的光。
The golden lampstand tells us that Christ is the light of our life.
虽然在那一个时候发的光不是太明亮。
Even though at that time the light that was given out is not that bright,
但是却能照明你到神面前去的路。
But it can brighten up the way for you to go before God.
你进了那里。
And after you enter,
你就借着这个生命的光，
it is,
可以到神面前去。
It is by this light of life that you can come before God.
你也可以进到会幕里头去的时候。
And once you're inside the tabernacle,
你也可以，因为你在外头献过祭，而那个祭你自己又不能吃。
And because you have first offered some sacrifices outside of the tabernacle, but you could not eat of the offerings.
搞了大半天，你就进到会幕。
So after a while, then you were able to enter into the tabernacle.
那恐怕那个时候你也肚子饿了。
And maybe at that time you're hungry already.
那你也得要有力气支持你在会幕里头。
And you still need some kind of strength to sustain you.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神在那里也预备生命的粮。
And God has also prepared the bread of life there.
你可以吃了那个生命的粮。
And you can eat this bread of life.
你又活过来。
Then you can live again.
那你可以继续往前去了。
And you can continue on.
你可以在那里你看到你进会幕跟神有交通，与神有交通，那你凭借着什么呢？
And then you see that once you're in there, you can have fellowship with God, but what do you base your fellowship on?
你凭借着一个香坛。
And this is through the incense burner.
叫人和神的交通可以连接起来。
So that the fellowship, between God and man has a connection. 那这个也是基督
所显出的功用。
So this is also a function of Christ.
然后你就可以进到至圣所了。
And then you can enter into the Holy of Holies.
你进到至圣所的时候。
And once you're in the Holy of Holies.
你就面对面的与神相遇了。
Then you will see God face to face.
但是至圣所的里头呢。
But inside the Holy of Holies,
什么自然的光都没有。
There's no natural light whatsoever.
你让他进去干什么？
So what are you to do there?
感谢神。
Thank God.
当你进到至圣所的时候，
Once you enter into the Holy of
Holies, 虽然没有自然光，
even though there's no natural light,
但是有神自己荣耀的光。
But it has the glorious light of God.
到了那一个时候，
At that time,
人和神中间的间隔就不再停留了，
and that's,
再不停，没有停留在哪里了。
And there's no more hindrance before, no more barrier between God and man.
神和人的交通就可以了。
And then men can have fellowship with God.
但是弟兄姊妹你要注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
我刚才所说的这个次序是人怎么进到至圣所。
The order I just mentioned is how men can enter into the Holy of Holies.
程序的确是需要这样一步一步的走。
And this is how we go step by step in the procedure.
但是当神说出他要与人同住的时候呢？
But when God spoke of he wants to dwell with man,
他不是这样说。
He did not say it in this order.
他刚好把那个次序翻倒过来的。
He has turned the order around.
首先他就说到至圣所里头的那个约柜。
At first he mentioned about the ark in the Holy of Holies.
哦，那个这件事情很严肃。
And this is a very serious matter.
如果人没有带着血，没有带着生命来到他的来到那里的话，那这个人一定能进去，就不能出来。
Without blood and without life, this man after entering to this place, he cannot leave.
那是说出神要与人同住，神的目的是什么
？That is to say.God wants to dwell with man. What is the purpose of this?
神的目的是要把他那个尊贵、荣耀、丰富、权柄、能力毫无保留的成为人的享用。
Which is to say, God wants to have His glory and honor and power and strength and wisdom all to be the enjoyment of man.
这是神要住在人中间的那一个目的。
And this is the purpose of God wanting to dwell among men.
但是人如果要真的享用了神这样的一个目的
But in order for man to truly enjoy this purpose of God
他必须按照人的必须处理的事情一步一步一步的来在神面前完全挪开了那些间隔
The man has to follow the procedure step by step in order to get rid of all the barriers before God.
那现在我不想去说这个。
And I would not go into details about these things.
我们读出埃及记的时候，我们再来看看这个。
And we will look into these things when we study the book of Exodus.
但现在我们回到利未记来，你一开头就是碰到这个问题。
Now we go back to the book of Leviticus and we come across this problem in the
beginning. 因为神在那里呼召。
Because God was there to call.
叫人来到他的面前。
To call man before him.
与他有交通。
And to have fellowship with him.
在他面前有享用
and to enjoy him
神一交通他这样的一个点的时候呢
and once God has shared this point
他就把人到神面前你需要做的是什么说出来
that he told men what they need to do in order to go before him
很有意思
and it's very meaningful
你如果读利未记
If you study the book of Leviticus
你就读到一个事情是我们从来没想过的
And you will come across this, this matter that we have never thought about
你说神那么喜欢人来到他的面前
And you say that God likes it so much for man to go before him
他让神到他面前去做什么
Why, what is man to do before him
如果我们那这个我们从出埃及就读过了
And we have studied about this in the book of Exodus.
不过在这里用另外一个用另外一些文字句来把它表达出来。
But here, this meaning is shown in other words.
你留意第二节，
Take note of verse 2.
你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献公物给耶和华。
Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when any man of you brings an offering to the Lord.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你到神面前来。
When you come before God.
你为什么到神面前来？
Why are you coming before God?
如果按照我们的领会来说呢？
According to understanding.
啊，我们来与神有交通啊。
We go before, because we want to have fellowship with God.
这个答案是蛮属灵。
And this is a very spiritual answer.
但是不实际。
But it's not the reality.
因为人到神，人能到神的面前去。
Because the fact that the man can go before God.
神不是叫我们停留在一个与神有交通的光景。
God does not want us to stop at the condition where we have fellowship with him.
神让人回来到他的面前。
God let man go before him.
在神的心思里头，神要的是什么？
In God's heart, what does he want?
用这个文字上面来讲，向神有所奉献。
Using these words is that we have something to offer to God.
用实际的话来说，用实际的话来表达呢？
And in practically speaking,
是人到神面前去，乃是为着侍奉神。
It's that man go before God is in order to serve God.
那我们读出埃及记的时候，不是已经读过了这一个吗
？And haven't we studied about this in the book of Exodus?
神借着摩西对法老说
：“It's through Moses God spoke to Pharaoh.
容我的百姓去
，Let my people go.
去哪里
？Go where?
去服侍我
？To serve me.
我们感谢我们的神
，We thank our God.
神不住的乐意人到他的面前去。”
God continued to want to have man go before him.
但是人神让人到他面前去，一个最中心的目的，乃是要叫人成为侍奉神的人。
But the fact that God let man go before him, the central point of this, the main purpose is that man can become those who serve God.
当然，我们一接触到这一点的时候。
And of course, as soon as we touch upon this
point,
then we understand.
这一个就明明不就是神要把人领回神造人的那个目的，那个最关键的那个点上去吗？
Doesn't that lead us very clearly back to the purpose of God creating man?
为什么我要向神奉献？
Why do we to offer to God?
为什么我要献供物给神？
Why do we have to offer sacrifices to God?
因为我承认神是配。
Because I confess that God is worthy.
我承认他对我是有权柄。
I confess that he has authority over me.
我承认他是绝对的可以接受任何被造之物尊为至高至大的那一位。
And I confess that he is worthy to be exalted as the highest by all the creation.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个点就很关键了。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is a very key point.
你说神为什么要叫我们给他有奉献？
And you might ask, why would God want us to offer to him?
我们往下读的时候，我们就知道了。
If we continue to read on, we'll find out.
这个奉献，严格的说起来，不是说到一般人所以为说奉献就是跑到奉献箱里头，把奉献的金钱投进去就叫奉献嘛。
And this offering, strictly speaking, is not what like men think that you just.Put some money into the offering box.
几十年前，基督教里面的老习惯，都是停留在那个点上。
And decades ago, this is the old habit of Christianity.
感谢主，在我们年轻的时候呢，神开始把我们的心思转过来了。
And we thank God that when we were young, God has begun to turn our hearts around.
就我们看到， 奉献那个事情不是说你拿什么给神。
So that we were able to see to offer is not to give something to God.
奉献是叫我们这个人归于神。
To offer is to have us, these people, to belong to God.
因为我们往上看的时候，我们就可以就有点了解。
Because if we continue to read on, we'll have some understanding.
那好了，到神面前要奉献。
So now, when we come before God, we have to offer.
奉献什么呢？
What are we offering?
当然是奉献我们这个人。
And we just mentioned is to offer up ourselves.
我们这个人有条件奉献给神吗？
Are we qualified to offer ourselves to Him, to God?
没有。
No, we don't.
一点都没有。
We don't have any.
也许你在地上是一个大英雄。
Or maybe you're a great hero in the world.
也许你在地上是一个非常受人尊敬的人。
And maybe you're greatly respected in the world.
但是到神面前去，你说神啊，我把我这个人给你。
But when you go before God, you say to God, God, I'm giving myself to you.
你不要以为神说，哎呦，好极了，难得你把自己献给我。
Don't think that God would say, great, it's so wonderful that you are offering yourself to me.
完全没有那样的事。
It's completely wrong.
因为没有资格做这样的事。
Because we're not qualified to do this.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神是需要人。
God needs men.
但是那个人是什么人？
But what kind of man is this?
那在五祭的时候，
In the five offerings,
神就说出那个非常有意思的事。
And God has explained something that's very meaningful.
五祭一开头，
At the beginning of the five offerings,
神头一个说就是说燔祭。
The first offering that God mentioned was the burnt offering.
那什么叫燔祭？
What is a burnt offering?
整个的献上。
It's to offer up completely.
没有保留给你自己的献上。
It's nothing reserved for yourself.
这个就是全人的献上了。
This is the offer up of the whole being.
但是刚才我们说，我们整个献上，神说，
But,
我不能接受。
Earlier we mentioned that God cannot accept even if we try to offer up ourselves.
问题出在哪里？
So where is the problem?
问题出在人是迷失的人，神不能接受迷失的人。
The problem is that men are lost and God cannot accept those who are lost.
所以你真要到神面前去把自己献给神的话，你必须首先不是做一个迷失的人。
So in order for you to offer up yourselves before God, first you have to be someone who is not lost.
这个和我们进会幕的那一个次序就符合了。
So it's in accordance to the order how we enter into the tabernacle.
但现在神是说到，他站在神的地位上面来说到，人要到他面前去的时候，人该怎么样才叫做合宜。
But now God is telling from God's point of view, when men needs to go before him, how should they do in order to be appropriate?
那这就情形就完全不一样了。
So now it's a complete different story.
那说出什么？
So what does that tell us?
那是说出，你能到我面前来，那是好极了。但是你必须符合那个条件。
To tell us that it's great that you want to come before me, but you first have to satisfy the conditions.
那个条件是什么呢？
What are these conditions?
你要毫无保留地承认神的权柄。
You have to acknowledge God's authority without reservation.
如果你我毫无保留地承认神的权柄，服在神的权柄的底下。
If you acknowledge God's authority without reservation, you completely submit before His reservation, with His authority.
接受你做他的公务，一点难处都没有。
Then there's no problem for God to accept you as an offering.
但是问题是说，我们没有一个人有这个条件。
But the problem is none of us qualifies.
但是神就说。
But God said.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
人就说，神啊，你要求那么高，我们也没有条件，但是你又愿意我们到你面前来奉献给你。
And then we say that God, you have such high requirement, we cannot meet it, but you want us to go before you to offer ourselves to you.
十字的光景行不通。
In reality, it would not work.
那怎么办?
So what can we do?
神说可以。
And God said that
我现在就告诉你怎么办。
I will tell you what to do.
你要到我面前来的时候。
For you to come before me.
你是不够条件满足神的要求。
That you are not qualified to satisfy God's conditions.
但是你可以献祭。
But you can offer up sacrifices.
你接着献祭来把你不能解决的让那个祭牲来替你解决。
Through offering, it's through the sacrifices that it can resolve your problems that you cannot resolve yourself.
那这就是我们一看祭的时候我们就要留意到几方面的事情。
So when we look at the offerings, we have to pay attention to several things.
第一是什么祭。
First, it's what kind of offering.
第二是祭物是什么。
The second one is who are the sacrifices.
第三是献祭物的人是谁。
The third one is who are the ones who are offering the sacrifice.
那么这几个问题在神面前解决了。
So when we resolve all these questions before God.
那献到神面前的祭牲就代替你解决了神要求你答应不来的所有的难处。
So the sacrifices that are offered up to God.They have resolved the problems that you cannot resolve before God for you.
那我们留意到这样的时候呢?
And when we see this,
我们就懂了。
Then we understand.
为什么神说五祭，怎么不跟着我们的实际的经历来告诉我们说，你要先献一个什么祭?
So then we understand why when God tells us about the five offerings, it's not according to what we think is appropriate.
怎么一开始你就说一个你所要的祭
Why is it in the beginning you first tell us the offering that you want?
而我们都不具备的。
And that is something that we don't have.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神就是说
This is how
你要到我面前来。
In order for you to come before me.
你必须要成为那样的一个实际的人。那你到我面前来就没有难处。
So,In order to come before me, God said, you have first to become such a man, then you don't have problems.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神把立位祭给以色列人的时候，就首先就是解决他们到神面前去的难处的方法。
When God gave the Israelites his book of Leviticus, he is there first to resolve the problems for them.In order for them to go before God.
头一个祭就是燔祭。
The first offering is the burnt offering.
完全奉献的祭。
It's a complete offering.
那为什么这个完全奉献的祭就可以解决问题呢?
And why is it this complete offering can resolve the problem?
问题就在那个祭物。
The issue is in the sacrifice.
这个祭物是神所指定的祭物。
The sacrifice is something that's appointed by God.
不是人以为好人以为美的祭物
It's not an offering that is considered good or beautiful by men
是神特别指定的祭物
It's something that's specially appointed by God
在燔祭来说
In burnt offering
有牛有羊
There are bull, there are ram
有错格和斑鸠
There's turtle doves and there are young pigeon
只有这几样
It's only these
items 其他的什么都不能作为祭物。
And none other can become the offerings.
为什么呢?
And why is that?
原来神指定这几样。
And the reason that God appointed these few items.
是有原因的。
And there are reasons behind them.
因为这些祭物。
Because these offerings.
是一些预表。是预表神要用作他的儿子。来解决人一切的难处
Because they are a type of God using his son to resolve all man's problems.
他用着这 几样的祭物来发表神的儿子是怎么样的一位儿子。
It's through these sacrifices that God is there to show what his son is about.
他完全具备了神所要的条件。
He has all the conditions that God requires of.
啊，用他来献祭，就解决你在神面前所没有、所短缺的一切。
to use him as an offering, then it will solve all the problems and all the shortcomings you have before God.
那这个是这个是这这个是燔祭。
And this is the burnt offering.
那么当燔祭把那个资格拿走给了人了。
So the burnt offering gives man the qualification.
那是不是人就可以到神面前去呢？
And does that mean man can go before God?
还是不能。
Still cannot.
为什么不能呢？
Why is that?
因为人和神那个最糟糕的关系解决了。
And because even though the worst problem between man and God is resolved,
但是你总不能是一个肮肮脏脏的人来到神的面前。
But you still cannot be a person who is full of filth to go before God.
那你必须，那你整个的，你不仅是有那个实际的，是一个荣耀华美的地位，你也实在需要有实际华美的，有那个荣耀华美的实际。
And not only do you need to have the position of be with glory and beauty, but you also need to have the reality of it.
所以你接受那个五祭里头的第二个祭就是素祭。
So through the second offering of the five offerings, which is the grain offering.
神也指定了，凡是献燔祭的，一定是带着素祭献上去的。
Appointed that as anytime you offer up a burnt offering, you have to offer a grain offering as well.
那如果用新约的话来讲，
using the words of the New Testament,
当然不完全完全相同，但是你可以领会。
Of course, it's not exactly the same, but you can understand from it.
如果用新约的话来讲，
using the Old Testament words,
你献燔祭的时候，就好像而已啊，不是等于啊，好像地位上的称义。
So offering a burnt offering is like being justified in your position, justification.
受祭呢，就像实际上的称义。
And grain offering is like the justification in reality.
当然，你有了这样的条件，你去见神就完全成功了。
So if you have these qualifications, then you will be successful in meeting God.
但是还是有。但是如果你真实的是活在神的面前，
But if you truly live before God,
你还得要留意五个祭里头只有神 还有三个祭没有提。
And you would notice there are three offerings that we haven't mentioned yet.
但每一个祭都有它特别的功用在那里。
But each offering has a special function.
平安祭
Peace offering.
那是第三个祭。
That is the third offering.
这一个祭是非常明显的，让人知道你必须做做常常感恩的人。
And this offering very clearly tell men that you have to be someone who is always thankful.
你跟神有了交通。
You have now after you have fellowship with God.
你向神有了仰望。
And you look to God.
很自然的你就会。从各方面来经历神给你的喜乐、平安、祝福、引导、保守、
And very naturally,
供应。
You will receive God's joy and peace and His guidance and His provision.
那这个时候呢，我们的灵里头应该是比较苏醒的。
So at this time, our spirit should be awakened.
那因此你到神面前来的时候，
So when you come before God,
你除了讨神的喜悦以外，
Apart from pleasing God,
你必须在神的面前称颂感谢他。
You have to praise and thank God.
因为他没毫无保留的把各样属天的祝福全都赏赐了给我们。
Because he has given all kinds of heavenly blessings to us without reservation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
亚当的后代经过神这样的带领，跟神当中的交通没有难处了。
So the descendants of Adam, after receiving such guidance from God, there's no more problem to fellowship with God.
吃过分别善恶树果子上的人呢，总是有的弱点。
But there's still weakness upon those who have eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
偶尔还是有人的软弱和 退后发生。
And sometimes there will still be weakness and they will fall back.
那如果又发生这个事情怎么办呢？
So if these happen, what will we do?
感谢神。
Thank God.
他说我给你们五个祭。
And he said that I'm giving you five offerings.
往后那两个祭就是解决你们生活上有些时候不小心而落到陷阱里面的时候，你们怎么来挽回你自己？
So the last two offerings that I mentioned are the ways to, for you to redeem yourself when you carelessly fall into the traps.
那一个祭叫做赎罪祭。
One is the sin offering.
一个祭叫做赎愆祭。
And one is the guilt offering.
我们慢慢读下去的时候，我们才了解它。
And when we continue read on, we will try to understand.
我们用简单的话来说。
And to put it simply.
犯了原则性的失败和堕落，那是要献赎罪祭。
And if you fall, if you sin in principle, then you will need to offer up sin offerings.
生活上的一些的缺陷，就要献赎愆祭。
And some shortcomings in your daily living, then you will need to offer up guilt offerings.
那总的一句话来说，
And to sum it up,
五个祭是神当年给以色列人怎么来维持自己活在与神同住的那个光那种光景里头的功课。
That five offerings are the offerings that God gave to the Israelites to learn how to maintain their relationship to dwell with God.
那我特别是在这个五祭的事情上面多说一点话的，乃是说出五祭的那一个要求是蛮高的。
I spoke much about these five offerings is to point out the requirements of these offerings are quite high.
我们几乎可以说用新约的话来表达的话，我们整个生命的成长能否进到主所给我们那个丰满的地步，就看我们在五祭那五个原则使用在我们身上有没有使用得很合宜。
And in the New Testament words, whether we can, a growth of life can enter into the fullness that Christ has provided for us depends on how much we can enter into these five offerings.
那么五祭的那个功用是说了。
So we have mentioned about the functions of these five offerings.
但是细致的太多太多，我都没有接触。但是我们读的时候，我们慢慢的读进去。
We haven't touched upon the details yet, but we will go into the details later.
但是一提到祭的时候，就要说到祭物。
And when we talk about the offerings, we have to mention about the sacrifices.
祭物是一个非常重要的点。
The sacrifices, they are very important.
祭物对，就是祭的功用。就显出来。
If the sacrifice is right, then the function of the offering will be manifested.
祭物不对。
If the sacrifice is not correct,
不单是显不出祭的功用。
Not only can it not manifest the function of the offering,
并且献祭的人非常可能连命都要丢掉。
But the person who's offering the sacrifices may even lose his life.
我想弟兄姊妹记得亚伦的两个大儿子跟二儿子怎么死在祭坛那里，
and,
那个事情就给我们有一点的解说了。
And verses will remember how the two elder sons of Aaron they die on the altar. Then we remember this lesson.
那祭物一定要对，为什么祭物一定要对？那这个就是我们读的时候我们要注意到的，要注意的。
And we need to pay attention to why the sacrifice or the sacrifices themselves have to be right.
那祭物对了以后呢，献祭的人也要对。
So after the sacrifices are right, the person who offered the sacrifices have
to be correct.
这个就说
祭司了。
And we're talking about the priest.
所以利未记开头，一开头就出五祭、祭物、祭司，就已经把利未记的话说了一半了。
So the book of Leviticus in the beginning it talks about the offerings, the sacrifices and the priests. This is pretty much half of the book.
为什么祭司要对呢？
Why is that the priests have to be correct?
那我们读的时候我们就去注意。
And when we read on, we'll pay attention to
this. 但是我们现在留意到的就是什么呢？
But,
如果一个不是一个不符合做祭司的资格的人去献祭，那这个问题是很糟糕的。
And we can tell if someone who's not qualified to be a priest is to offer a sacrifice, and it will be a very bad thing.
我现在简单的说，因为献祭的人他本身必须要毫无瑕疵。
It is because the person who offers a sacrifice, he himself has to be without defect.
我们注意到，神没有把律法传给以色列人以前，祭司是没有条件的，也许说。
And we can tell before the law was passed down by God to the Israelites, there was no qualification for men to become a priest.
你要献祭，你乐意去。去宰牲口，那你就去嘛。
You might say that if you want to offer a sacrifice, you want to kill an animal, go ahead.
但是律法一传出来的时候，
But after the law was passed down,
这个就不能再执行了。
This can no longer be acted upon.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为祭司如果不准确，
Because if the priest is not right,
他所做的就不是神所要做的。
What he does is not what God wants him to do.
那说在这一点上，我们也留意到，祭司的所以必须也要准确，乃是祭司也是指着神的儿子耶稣基督。
So we need to know the reason the priest also needs to be correct is because the priest is also pointing at the Son of God.
是一个无罪的人来代替有罪的人去执行，那一个执行在神的眼中才算数。
It's a sinless person taking the place of a sinful person, and this way can be counted in God's eyes.
那么因此，当一往后面说到那个祭司的时候呢？就提出了祭司的生活要怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样。
So later on, when it mentions about the priest, it talks about the living of the priest. They have to be in certain ways.
同时祭司呢也是在那个时候执行神的属灵的权柄的那个执行人。
And also the priest at that time is also the executor of God's authority.
如果你做祭司你自己都不准确，你怎么去代表神来执行神是要做的事呢？
If you're a priest and you do not live correctly, how could you represent what God was to do?
那所以在那里就提到很许许多多关乎祭司他该怎么生活，他该有什么要认识，有什么要学习，都很清楚的给人列出来。
So that's why there are so many words that describe the living of a priest, what they should know, what kind of learning they should have.
他要知道什么叫做洁，什么叫做不洁。
And he has to be able to distinguish what is clean and what is unclean.
这都是神的权柄在人中间执行的时候说很清楚要有定规的。
And these are very clear-cut guidelines when God was to execute his authority among men.
立位记一摆出来，那神的那一个要求就很清楚摆在那里。
And when Leviticus, the book of Leviticus is shown that the requirements of God is very clear.
那么如果我们把祭司所该学习和操练的都看过的。
So after we read about the offering, the sacrifices, the priests, and the priests' learning and practices,
立位记就已经走过了一大半了。
Then we would have learned most of what's in the book of Leviticus.
那么然后弟兄姊妹就留意到了，神就又把 以色列人带到什么地方去呢？
Then, brothers, you will notice where God was to take the Israelites.
就带到利未记的第二个大重点。
And it will bring us into the second main point of the book of Leviticus.
第一个大重点是五祭。
The first main point is the five set offerings.
第二个大重点是什么？
What is the second main point?
是耶和华的节期。
Which is the festivals of the Lord.
耶和华有七个节期。
And there are seven festivals of the Lord.
从逾越节开始。
And beginning from the Passover.
一直到最末了的那个祝棚节。
At the end is the festival of the tabernacle.
有七个节期。
There are seven festivals.
以色列人每年都要按照神的那个安排去过那七个节期。
So every year, the Israelites would observe these seven festivals according to God's arrangement.
这些也是祭司们他们要非常熟悉并且去执行的了。
And this is something the priests have to be very familiar with.
但是我们要留意的。
But what we need to pay attention to.
神说这七个节期出来的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of God explaining these seven festivals?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我用简单的话来表达它一下。
I will use some simple words to express this.
耶和华的七个节期。
The festivals of the seven festivals of the Lord.
可以说是神在一年子中间分开了七段的时间。
We can say that this is God dividing a year into seven periods.
这七段的时间，每一段都说出神在他救赎的计划的里头是怎么执行他在那一个时段里头的中心的工作。
And this is to represent the, in God's redemption plan, how he is to execute in each stage.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那我们读到的时候就很容易就体会得到。
And when we come to studying of those, and we can understand them very easily.
逾越节神预备救恩。
And Passover is God to prepare salvation.
接着上去的那个除酵节就是说你进入救恩里面的时候你必须要做一个脱离罪的人。
And the festival of unleavened bread is to say that when you enter into salvation, you have to be someone who's sinless.
那是说到神在人中间的那个工作了。
Which is about the work, God's work in man.
那当你能维持自己在自己常活在那个 无罪的那个光景里面。
When you can keep yourself in living in such a condition that you are sinless,
你要带出一个结果。
Then there is a result.
那个结果就是初熟节。
The result is the festival of the first fruit.
就说到这个生命的成熟了。
It talks about the maturity of life.
具体的来说，你要结出许多的籽粒来。
Concretely speaking, you have to bear much fruit.
那因着这样子神带领着神属神的人是这样行走。
And this is how God brought along those who belong to him.
因着神的百姓没有很好的跟随主。
But because God's people did not follow God very well.
所以当神的救恩完成了以后，
So after the salvation of God is completed,
以色列人又跟不上的时候，
and the Israelites could not follow on,
神就显明一个五旬节。
God manifests this festival of the Pentecost.
这个五旬节乃是根据基督的复活而计算五十天的那一天。
And this Pentecost is based on the 50 days starting from the day of resurrection.
这个我想弟兄姊妹都很熟悉了，因为五旬节那天就是神让圣灵降临在地上建立他的教会。
And brothers and sisters will be very familiar with this because on the day of Pentecost is when God's spirits descended on earth to establish his church.
那就是说出在神的整个的他的那救赎的激活的工作到了五旬节的那个时候，我们用新约的话来讲，就用神所建立的教会 来代替以色列来执行神的旨意，继续往前行。
And this is to say, in God's redemption plan, on the day of Pentecost, God is using the church to take the place of Israel to continue to execute His plan.
这就是我们现在所在的那个时刻了。
And this is the time where we're living in.
那然后等到教会成熟了。
And after the church is mature.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们现在常常在等候主的回来。
Now we are waiting for the return of the Lord.
但神虽然用教会来代替了以色列人在这一段时间里头做工的那个器皿。
And even though God is using the church as a vessel to take the place of the Israelites.
但是神并没有放弃以色列人。
But God has not forsaken the Israelites.
所以等到我们在那里盼望主来的时候，
So when we are waiting for the Lord's return,
主也真的是来了。
And the Lord has
returned
indeed. And why is he back?
就是我们来说，就是我们被提见主。
And for us, it's for us to be raptured to meet God.
但是就是在律法上面的神所释放出来的那个定规呢？
But according to God's will his law,
他要召聚失散的在全地的犹太以色列人。
He is to gather all the Jews that are scattered on earth.
所以那个节期到那个时候就叫做吹角节了。
So that the festival at that time is the festival of the trumpet.
吹角就是召聚。
To blow the trumpet is to gather.
吹角有两个意思。
And there are two meanings of
blowing the trumpet. 一个属天的，一个属地的。
One is the heavenly meaning, one is the earthly meaning.
属天的就是教会被提。
The heavenly meaning is that the church will be raptured.
属地的那是以色列人重新被召聚建立起来，承担神在地上要执行。
And earthly speaking is the Israelites, once again they are gathered and they are called to once again take up the responsibility.
但是以色列人在新约一来了以后，他们整个的来说是背弃神，比不信不认识神的人更要厉害。
But as a whole in the New Testament time, the Israelites, they are rebellious even more than those who than those who are unbelievers.
他们拒绝主，也拒绝的比其他的地上的人更厉害。
They reject the Lord even more than those in the world.
当主来召聚他们回来的时候，
When the Lord called and gathered them together,
他们发现一件事情。
Then they discover one thing.
好像我们一直以来所拒绝的那一位，果然是神的儿子。
The one we have been rejecting, he is indeed the Son of God.
就引来七个节期的幕后的第二个节日，那个节日就叫赎罪日。
Then it leads to the second to the last of the festival, which is the Day of Atonement.
那就说到以色列人全家在神面前，在神面前来悔改，转回归向神。
So it tells of the whole household of Israel, they completely turned around and returned to God.
用新约的话来说，以色列的那个时候全家得救了。
In the New Testament's words, the whole household of Israel would be saved at that time.
回转到他们那个国度祭司的国度的职分上。
They returned to the ministry of the nation of priests.
感谢主，祝棚节出现了。
And we thank the Lord, the Feast of the Tabernacle appears, which is the appearing of the kingdom.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
但国度来临以前，
before the kingdom arrives,
说节期只有七个。
There are only seven festivals.
但是除了这七个节期，
but apart from these seven festivals,
很有意思的就是，
very interesting,
在祝棚节的那个节期，那七天过了以后，
And 7 days after the festival of the tabernacle,
神另外加上一个叫做第八天。
God added another day, that's the eighth day.
这个第八天没有放在节期的日子里头。
This eighth day is not included in the festival.
感谢神，当我们读到那里的时候，我们就看到。
And thank the Lord, when we read about that, we will see.
那个就是指着国度 引进新天新地。
That is talking about the kingdom ushering in the new heaven and new earth.
那当耶和华的节期在立位记里头给我们领会清楚了。
So after we have a good understanding of the festivals of the Lord,
就很有意思。
Then it's very meaningful.
也可以说立位记的结束是结束在什么事上呢？
And we can see that the ending of the book of Leviticus, where does it end at?
结束在安息年和西年的安排。
And it ends in the arrangement of the Sabbath and the Jubilee.
什么叫做安息年？
What is this?Sabbath year?
神说 以色列人牲畜也好人也好植物什么都好他们有六年的那个经过的劳动工作第七年全年休息
So God said that whether it's animal, people or plants after 6 years of labor they will have a year to have complete rest
这一年是叫全地的人事物都不再在那里有任何的生产的活动。
So this year is for all the people, matters and things that they would have a complete rest and no more activity.
什么叫做西年呢？
And what is this jubilee?
西年就是说七个安息年以后的再过一年就是再过一年就是等于是七四十九年四十九年再过一年就是第五十年那个五十年叫做西年
So this jubilee is that 1 year after the seven Sabbath years, which is 1 year plus the 49 years, which is the 50th year.
西年是什么意思呢？
What is the year of jubilee?
那是比安息年还要更安息。
Which is more restful than the year of Sabbath.
你说这两年安息，那我们吃什么？
And then you might ask, if we have 2 years of rest, what are we going to eat?
神说第四十八年所有的那个生产足够你们吃三年你们也吃不完
God said that the harvest that you get from the 48th year would be more than you can eat of for the next 3 years
就像以色列人在旷野吃玛拿一样
And just like the Israelites eating the manna in the wilderness
供应给你们六天
So I will supply for you for 6 days.
第六天就给你们双倍。
On the sixth day, I'll give you double portion.
第七天你们不必去拾了。
The seventh day, do not go out and try to gather.
你拾也没有什么给你可拾。
If you try to gather, there's nothing for you to gather.
但你说吃什么？
Then you say, what are we to eat?
吃昨天你拾的。
Eat of what you gather yesterday.
对以色列人来说，他们是有经历的。
And so for the Israelites, they have this experience.
但是西缅不是只是这么一点。
But the year of Jubilee it does not stop here.
西缅一个更重要的事情是什么
？What is the more important thing about this？
是神给人的产业。
It's about the inheritance God has given to man.
稳固的确定。
It's a very secure and firm.
啊，到因为到了西缅那一年。
Because when we come to the year of Jubilee.
有些人也许因为什么原因他贫穷了结果把家里的田地房产都卖掉了自己变得一无所有
There are people maybe because of poverty they have to sell the land so they have nothing
甚至连自己都卖掉了
And maybe even they even sold themselves
他神说到了西年那一年
But God said that when it comes to the year of Jubilee,
所有界限的变更都要返回原形。
And all these changes, they have to change back to its original way.
是无常的返回原形。
And it's not according to the rules.
照原来的那个产权。
It was according to the original rights, ownership.
所以在以色列人里面，他们不能出卖财房产或是什么，除了一些特殊的以外呢，顶多他只能卖给你49年。
So for the Israelites, if for any reasons they have to sell the land or the homes, they can only sell to you for at most 49 years.
第50年你就要无偿的还回给他。
So on the year of Jubilee, you have to return it back to them.
这是神给以色列人的一个很严肃的定规。
And this is a very solemn regulation God has given.
这个定规是牵涉到以色列人出埃及进迦南以后，他们12个支派所接受的产业，维持着一个直到永远不变更的状态。
So this has to do with after the Israelites left Egypt and entered to Canaan, the inheritance that they received, they have to maintain it to the very end.
也是维持在以色列中没有穷人的那一个安排。
And this is also arrangement so that there's no poor people among the Israelites.
那当然，我们留意到这一个七年的那个安排呢，接上国度来摆出来呢，很显然仍然是把我们带到你看到新天新地。
And when we connect the Jubilee to the kingdom, it's very clear that it is leading us to look at the new heaven and new earth.
说这立位记整本来说呢，文字是非常干歇的。
So for the book of Leviticus, the words themselves are very dry.
你如果不知道神在那里，为什么说这些话的时候
？If we don't understand why God spoke of these words,
你简直是觉得哎呀，忽视了。
You might think that it is terrible.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
如果主说话的那个目的，让我们领会过来的时候
，We are able to understand the purpose of God's words.
你能看到一件事。
Then you're able to see this.
在新约的里边，神所给我们认识的神的那个永远的旨意，全都在那里。
Then in the New Testament, the glorious will of God is completely shown in here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
对于立位记，我简单的和弟兄姊妹这个做个提示，就大概就是这样。
And this is a simple summary that I have for brothers and sisters in the book of Leviticus.
但是弟兄姊妹真的要在立位记里头，你进到神的那个丰富和那个隐秘的那个宝藏啊。
If you want to enter the hidden treasure and abundance that is in the book of Leviticus.
我用我自己的个人的经历来说一说。
And I will try to explain it in my own experience.
你永远不能只凭耳朵听到的就能领会立位记。
And you can never understand the book of Leviticus by what you can hear. With your ears.
只有一条路可以走。
Only one way to go.
钻进去。
To really dig into it.
你钻得多深，你就吸收了多深。
However deep you can dig into it, then you can absorb.
不然的话
，However much，
你就好像是，我也做过很久很长久一段这个时间，读圣经。读完出埃及记，读到出埃及记的时候就翻，就翻，翻到这底上来，连生命记也都不大甘心看，还要翻，一直翻到40几，哎，这个还有点味道，但是我错了。
This had been my experience that after reading Exodus, I would flip through the Bible and skim over all the way almost to the book of Judges, and I find that that's somewhat interesting.
在以后读立位记的时候，我们就 试着多用一点心思来留意神为什么说这些话。
So when we continue to read the book of Leviticus, we'll spend more time to read into why God speak of these words.
让我们可以更好的知道神的永远的旨意是怎么走过过去的一段历史，也引申到新约的我们今天的日子。
So we can know better about the eternal purpose of God from the history of the Old Testament and all the way to the New Testament.
还有一点附带提一提的。
And one more thing I'd like to mention.
如果你喜欢读希伯来书的话，
If you enjoy reading the book of Hebrews,
利未记你读不好，希伯来书你也读得很辛苦了。
If you cannot study well the book of Leviticus, it will be hard for you to study the book of Hebrews.
所以有些人说，哦，现在是新约了，旧约我们不必管了。
And some people would say that, oh, this is the New Testament time, so we don't have to pay attention to the Old Testament. That's wrong.
神的话是一条线上来的。
Because God's words is in go along with one line.
他给我看到前面，也给我们看到后面。
He let us see what's before and what's after.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
我想，我这个，因为记得那个的提要交通，就只好这样就停下来。
And I think I'll end the sharing on the main points of the book of Leviticus.
上礼拜我们就一同来交通翻祭。
So next week we will share together on the burnt offering.
翻祭一次不一定能看得完。
We may not be able to finish studying about the burnt offering in one time.
当然等到以后有一些那问题的时候，我们也许有几章并在一起来看。
And later on, we might study several chapters together at one time.
反正是比较活一点的，活一点的。
We'll be flexible.
我想，请一两位领我们也祷告。